107, the number one hit music station, J.R., Michael, Rock, and Larry, 837. Look, some sun out there, but look for clouds later, maybe some showers later today, too. Right now, we're at 41.
Well, Ken DaCosta is with the web, and his son, Dave, is out with the website riseupparanormal.com, and it's Halloween time, and we thought it might be fun to bring them in. They've done some ghost hunting right here in the area. Some local ghost hunting, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
So, have you done anything in New Bedford and Fall River?
We have. We've 2 months ago, we were called in by a family in New Bedford that was having some unusual things going on in their home. The girls were three daughters. They had bed covers being pulled off them at night and doors being closed on them, and they had a hard time reconciling this as far as what was going on. It was a house that's about 160 years old.
Whoa.
So they gave us a call, and
they called Ghostbusters.
They called the Ghostbusters. We came with our proton packs. And, no, not really. But
what do you come with?
Basically, we have all the gizmos and gadgets, a lot of static infrared cameras, things like that for documentation. Meters that detect fluctuations in the atmosphere and things like that. But we try not to rely too much on that. It's sort of like a nice balance between our powers of observation and some of the gadgets that
we do. So do you have to go at night?
No. Not at all.
Could be done in the daytime also?
It can be done in the daytime. If the ghost is showing up at 10 a.m., then obviously we got to be there at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But nighttime is actually not so much just because it looks good on TV, but the practical reason is it's a lot quieter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot
definitely.
Less outside noise, so there is a practical reason for doing that.
So you've seen some pretty weird things?
We have. In the 5 years we've been doing that, they're rare, and they should be rare, because it adds a little more validity to it. If everywhere you go and everywhere you turn, there's a ghost.
Oh, ghost. Yep. Nothing goes so well.
Well, maybe we'll stick around and kind of do the studio here. Maybe there's
sure.
something that we could
We don't even want to know.
Could be on.
Absolutely.
So do you, is this something that you've made into a business, or is it just a hobby?
Oh, not at all. This is something that we don't charge a fee for. I think that we kind of answer our own questions about this. For me, I entered this because I want to find out why people have these experiences. I think it's fascinating since the time I was a kid.
Since you were a kid, you were thinking of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, between baseball games and everything like that, you know. No. What better mystery than one that you might not be able to solve?
And sometimes a door would slam, my grandmother would say, oh, it's a poltergeist. Or something like that. When something would move unusually in the house.
Yeah. Not the wind, but...
Now go to bed, little J.R.
Yeah, comes
bed.
From the German
Yeah, she
word,
was a German lady.
Poltergeist for noisy ghost.
Oh, I see.